This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital emergency room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Remember, everybody that's out there working tonight, doing whatever you're doing, wherever you're doing it, however you're doing it, thanks so much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, joining us now from Underground USA, the website UndergroundUSA.com, Frank Salvato. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, we emphasize the two words under God because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And for those of you that are praying, keep on praying, because we got us a situation right now, Frank. We're during the course of the evening, and I told everybody yesterday, don't be surprised if you don't wake up and hear that all of a sudden Donald Trump is not leading anymore in Georgia. It's happened. Biden has taken a lead of 900-plus votes over Trump, and this is a direct result of Tracey Abrams' effort and voter harvesting, ballot harvesting.
Well, this is, sadly, this is going to be handled out in the courts.
Yep.
You know, we were kind of worried about that in the beginning, that we're going to have another election handled in the courts, but the Democrats have forced this to happen. This is not something that was because the votes were too close to call in the beginning, like a 2000 in the Gore case.
Mm-hmm.
This is one where the president had a dramatic lead in several states, and they have literally in real time obstructed justice and stolen the election. Mm-hmm. And we were having a disagreement off the air about where's the DOJ. And you had a lawyer on before who said there has to be a criminal referral, and that is an egregious error. There was no criminal referral in Alabama when federal troops were sent in when George Wallace was governor. The Department of Justice acted under the direction of the president and the attorney general, John F. Kennedy and Robert F. Kennedy. So there's precedent to have the marshals sent in to take control of these things, and there's precedent for the DOJ to act autonomously. You do not need a referral when federal law is being broken.
Was that an election, though, in Alabama? Or was that the...
You're talking about the violation of federal law. It's irrelevant whether it's an election or a law that's been legislated by Congress. It's federal election law that's being violated here, and there's court orders that are being violated here. So the DOJ has the right to go in at the direction of the Attorney General.
Now,
it doesn't need a referral.
Now, in Nevada, they did go in because they did get the criminal referral, and, by the way, I might add, A number of federal agents, armed federal agents, have been sent to some of these other battleground states where they're counting to observe. They're only there to observe. They are armed, but they're there in the vote tallying locations.
What they should be doing is enforcing the court order. When the marshals go in armed, they say, open the door. The order is to let these people in. If you have them try to remove again, you'll be arrested.
Well, so far,
this is I'm agreeing with Ted Cruz. This is lawless.
Well, it is, and so far nothing is happening, and we'll just have to wait and see what does happen, if anything at all. And I used the word if.
And that's the sad state of affairs that we're in. We're seeing these things happen. You saw the 200,000 vote jumps that happened in Michigan and Wisconsin.
Oh yeah,
You're seeing the ballot dumps in Detroit. Mm-hmm. You're seeing people being denied access in Philadelphia, where the same thing is happening.
Yep.
You're seeing it happen in Atlanta. You know, a pipe burst in a room where we kept the ballots. None of the ballots were destroyed, but we can't count them till Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a bunch of BS to buy time because they need to see where the count needs to go in order to find those ballots.
Well, North Carolina, their election results won't be finalized until late next week.
And this has got to stop. There's got to be a set of federal guidelines for federal elections that says you don't get this extra time. You know, this is the danger that we talked about before. You've got so much time before the election in order to manufacture these ballots, and now you've got time after Election Day to figure out where you need these ballots?
Mm-hmm. Which is why we need to have, starting right now, the next directive needs to be election reform. We need to get out, we the people need to get this started and saying, okay, boys, we've seen what you were able to do. We need election reform. Enforce the laws that are on the books or get us some new ones and make this work. Look at Florida. Look at Florida.
If somebody would have told me 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, that Florida would be the standard for elections after the Chads, you'd get a chuckle out of that.
Sure, sure.
Florida, this time around, had it locked. We were done.
Yep.
Everything was secure. There wasn't a complaint.
Nope. 29 million people voted in the great state of Florida, and we knew who won by 7:30, and by 9 o'clock it was over, period. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Frank Salvato. Frank, of course, is with the UndergroundUSA.com. Go over there, check out the website. You'll see articles over there. You'll also catch his podcast over there. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, How can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. This portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Moss Family Automotive and their brand new dealership, Moss Acura, on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Now, Acura competes very favorably with other luxury brands. The RDX SUV is the flagship of the Acura brand, and it's got many features that are standard, like the panoramic moonroof, the Wi-Fi mobile hotspot, and the Apple CarPlay too. Now, the seats have the feel of buttery leather, and the hands-free liftgate makes loading groceries a breeze. The RDX features a 2-liter turbocharged power plant with automatic transmission, and the best news about Moss Acura is you get the same high-level customer service that the Moss Nissan stores are known for. Each vehicle comes with Moss Care, which gives you lifetime oil changes, tire rotations, surface shield protections, and many more added features, too. Don't forget, veterans, active duty military, first responders, and pastors receive huge benefits in the You Serve, You Save program. Now, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Visit Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura, North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to Moss Nissan. Or visit Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, we've got Frank Silvato back from the Underground USA podcast. Good morning again, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Now, we have quite an interesting situation developing here with the police, because not being mentioned to anybody, we all know, and I think we all can agree, that the defund the police issue hurt the Democratic Party chances big time in a lot of these races, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Even some Democrats, the U.S. representatives, have come out and said that.
Now, what we didn't know was in many blue states, voters approved ballot measures overhauling the police in their states in some parts of the country, to where they allowed money to be reallocated to other things, social justice programs, or maybe the, we need to have a lawyer come along and see whether or not we can arrest them, or whatever the situation might be. But anyway, 24 states. Now, I'm not so sure, and you brought up an interesting point about their constitution and their being. They have to provide for, fire, police, you name it, emergency services, or they can no longer be a community or a state in some cases.
Well, and you know, this is something that's been a given for so long, and it's tantamount to common law. The government's job is to provide for the people's safety first. That's their ultimate job. It's not to make sure that there's soup kitchens, although it's a wonderful thing. It's not their job to do a lot of the things that they do. Their primary job is to make sure that the community is safe, and that includes first responders and law enforcement. You know, I would like to see, I haven't looked at it, but it would be interesting to look at the constitutions of these states that passed these referendums to see if they have a clause that parrots the provide for the common defense and the security of the people that we have in the national constitution. If in fact they do, these referendums were unconstitutional to begin with, and you're some lawyers on the right side of the aisle who don't believe in this Marxist movement to try to defund the police should start filing lawsuits. You know, the left files a lawsuit if someone breathes at them wrong. And they have been incrementally nudging this country to the left for over 100 years since Woodrow Wilson. It is time, people on the right, and especially those who litigate, to take a page from their book and push back.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have a question from a listener, Lucia. I was reviewing on the internet as to what states were being sued to recheck, and I read the articles that only Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia were. Why isn't the Trump team rechecking Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan? Well, first of all, Wisconsin and Michigan, they did try to challenge, they did try to sue, and a federal judge threw the case out in those states. They've yet to bring anything forth in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I believe Giuliani was dispatched to Philadelphia, so expect mm-hmm. something to come. That said, you know, a federal judge shot it down, appeal it to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to agree with her on this. Just because some Obama appointee in Wisconsin decided it's going to stop here, they've already proven that they've politicized the judiciary with many of his appointments. So let's bump it up the food chain here and get the ultimate answer. If the U.S. Supreme Court says no, then we have to live with that because that's our system. And we have to change election law. But if just because a federal judge said no doesn't mean there's not a recourse. That's called the appeal. And the RNC, as much as they're working behind the scenes, it's time for them to take front and center with this. If there was a lawsuit filed in Nevada, there should be lawsuits filed in each of these states where there was an anomaly in voting. I mean, the lack of immediate action on behalf of the RNC is chilling to me.
By the way, somebody is threatening, I don't know where this is coming from, I've not seen this, somebody is threatening now to impeach Trump.
Well, of course they're going to be. Congress is out, so what do they want them to do, come back in and start impeachment proceedings in the last 30 days? That's ridiculous.
That's how
ridiculous the left is.
Yeah. Okay, we've got another question coming in here, so let me see if I can get the question. This is coming out of the Captain's America, the Captain's Group. It's called the Captain's Group on Facebook. That's our chat room. Can President Trump pardon people and make things like the Durham report get issued after Biden is named president-elect?
He's the president of the United States until the second that Biden puts his hand in the Bible and says, I do.
So until January the 20th of next year, the answer is yes.
He is the sitting president of the United States, just like the lunacy that the left was trying to float, that he shouldn't be able to appoint a Supreme Court justice because it's too close to an election. You're president until you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when Obama was president, on his very last day, hours before Trump took the oath of office, he issued a slew of pardons.
Mm-hmm. Now here's one for you. Now here's two for you. This just popped up. The Pennsylvania Attorney General has filed paperwork with the U.S. Supreme Court opposing the Trump intervention in Pennsylvania.
Well, I guess he's opened that Pandora's box to qualify for the non-need to have a complaint before the DOJ.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it's being bumped. Philadelphia and Pennsylvania has been bumped up to the federal courts. That's why I know there's already action there, and there's no reason the DOJ isn't enforcing every single law that should be done there. But why would, why, and this is about the observers, why would somebody say we want to sue to make sure that you don't have observers unless they're actively doing something illegal? And if they're doing something illegal, the attorney general there is breaking his oath.
That's right. And the other thing is they covered up the window so they couldn't see in, even when they could see in.
It's this is unprecedented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's obvious.
When we talk about Chicago politics, and remember what I told you, we can't let the genie out of the bottle of 2008, because if you let Chicago politics loose nationally, you got nothing but trouble. This is what I was talking about. They're doing it in real time in front of your face, and they're laughing at you while they flip you off, and people don't know what to do about it. The DOJ's got to get involved, and they got to get involved now.
Well, the Arizona Attorney General has asked Maricopa officials for information on the Sharpie Gate. By the way, we've got a caller. I know this person's got a question, so let me bring him in. Backgammon Bob, make it quick because we're running out of time.
Okay, Captain. If we defund the police, then people will start to provide their own protection, and you better be careful because it might be right-wing protection, or they might start to have introduced political protection from the left also. Okay, that's it.
All right. Well, they're already using private security in many places. They had that in Beverly Hills during the election when they shut down Rodeo Drive. They hired a bunch of armed private security officers.
Well, of course they are. They want to make sure that they've got all the protection and the rest of the people don't. Mm-hmm. And the left is begging for a shooting confrontation so they can claim civil war. Mm-hmm. So we got to be smart about this.
Yeah. So we got about a minute left here to sum everything up. We're still not going to know, I don't believe, who the president is by Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, because they're going to drag this on as long as they can to bring out as many votes out of the closet as they can. Georgia, it's already, we can see what's going on there. We know that's Tracy Abrams. They did it in Michigan. They've done it in Wisconsin. They're probably going to try to do it in Pennsylvania. So here we go. You look for the lawyers. Look for the court cases, right?
Yeah, that's where it's going to be decided now, and the Democrats are the ones to blame for this, not the Trump administration. If the Democrats would have had a fair and upfront election without stealing and creating ballots to dump in the middle of the night at 3 and 4 in the morning, we'd already know who the president is.
Real quick, what's your opinion on Barr? Where's he at?
I don't know, but he better get his ass in gear.
All right, thanks, Frank. We'll talk to you Monday.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you very much, and we got it in, LJ. Okay, I'll be right back with more. Patrick Collins is going to come in. We got a lot of sports to talk about for the weekend in a little bit. Actually, that'll be in about 10 minutes. I got one more segment here. So if you want to call us, give us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's campaign pushed his legal battle in Nevada on Thursday amid a storm of lawsuits in key battleground states like Pennsylvania and Georgia. USA Radio News' Val Dior has the latest from the Silver State.
A Nevada official announced Thursday that the state will accept mail-in ballots until Tuesday, November 10th. They must, however, be postmarked by November 3rd as the nation awaits a vote count from the state that could decide the fate of the presidency. Nevada has six electoral votes to offer, and with Democratic nominee Joe Biden Biden at 264 as of Thursday afternoon. A win in the silver state could see him reach the coveted 270 needed to secure a win. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Trump's legal team is claiming 10,000 people were allowed to vote in Nevada without being residents any longer. Jobless benefit claims dipped slightly this week to 751,000 as reported Thursday by the Labor Department. USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from, guess where, Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Well, you know, this weekend coming up tomorrow, I'll be in Brooksville at the Hernando County Fairgrounds for the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show up there Saturday and Sunday. They're there. I'm only there Saturday. They'll be there Saturday from 9 to 5. They'll have a concealed carry class that'll start at 2. They'll be there Sunday from 9 to 3. Concealed carry class will start at 12:30. On Sunday. Now, I will be there about 10 o'clock from 10 to 2 on Saturday. So stop on by, say howdy, howdy. Not sure which one of the buildings I'll be in yet. Last time I was in building number 1, when you walked in the gate, it was like right there. And you walked in, you looked down the hallway, and you looked down towards the end of the room, and boom, there I was. I was looking right at you. So I may be in the same spot again. It was a pretty good spot. I'm going to ask them if they'll put me there again. So there you go. But anyway, that's Saturday, Hernando County Fairgrounds, Two Guys Gun and Knife Show. Remember, you can shop the most modern, up-to-date guns and tactical equipment, as well as private collections that Two Guys shows likes to embrace, and they've got military surplus items there, too, and all that. And I would suspect this weekend, with what looks like Joe Biden going to be the president, that there's going to be a big rush on guns, because we all know where they stand. Him and Kamala. We all know where they stand. By the way, boy, oh boy. I'll tell you what. I wish I could didn't have to talk about this, because I thought we were all done with this, but here we go. We have got a tropical depression called Etta, which came into the Yucatan as a Category 4 hurricane. Now, one wound its way down to be a depression. It's now going to become a storm again, And it's forecast to regain tropical storm strength over the northwestern Caribbean Sea later today. Now, the future track is iffy, to say the least. It's going to make a right turn and then a left turn over Cuba and then come through the straits, and it's going to hit South Florida. There's going to be a lot of rain associated with this. We may or may not get it up here in the Tampa Bay area. It all depends on where it winds up. And then it's going to do some other sort of zig back to the right. All I can tell you is if you're in Florida this weekend or Monday, probably going to get rain, lots of it. Might get some winds, 50, 60 mile an hour. Hopefully it won't be any more than that. But it's another blast for the year. It's subtropical because it's not in hurricane season. But, here we go, right? Here we go. And don't forget, if you are out west, one of our truckers out west trucking along, it's going to be a real bad week and in Montana. Up on 90 and 94. You're going to be in snow all the way across Montana, right at the North Dakota line. You're going to be in snow all the way over to Idaho. The mountainous areas up there are going to get 1 to 2 feet. Some areas could get as much as 3 feet. Southwestern part of Colorado, west of I-25 down there in the southwestern corner, there's going to be 1 to 2 feet of snow down there. You're going to have snow in the mountains of California. San Bernardino Mountains, 1 to 2 feet, 12 inches to 24 inches, 7,000 feet, and then 5,000 to 6,000 feet. It could be anywhere from 6 to 12 inches of snow. So here we go again. And now we've got winter storm warning, for Redding, California, up I-5. Again, 6 to 12 inches of snow. So be advised, it's going to get rough. We got a couple of northwestern Pacific systems coming across from Seattle all the way down to San Diego in the form of rain, wind, snow in the higher elevations. So be advised, that's what's in the mix this weekend. Now, Wall Street yesterday jumped at the open about 540 points as investors were betting on the Republicans to hold the Senate and gains in the House, and that it would block any moves that a Joe Biden administration would make to tighten regulation and raise corporate taxes here in America, even as the presidential election probably is going to go, it looks like, to Joe Biden right now if you're looking at the numbers. And they're not afraid because they believe that the cushion is the Senate. But I just got done talking with Frank about this Pennsylvania AG who filed paperwork with the U.S. Supreme Court opposing Trump intervention. They don't want the ballot, the poll watchers and all that to be allowed into their places. And again, the reason is pretty obvious. There's something illegal or criminal going on there, especially in Philadelphia. When they board up the windows so you can't see inside, when they had the people 30 to 50 feet away so that they got to use binoculars to try to see what the hell's going on, when you got somebody who put out a video on Facebook showing people in a back room somewhere filling out empty ballots. Filling out empty ballots. Yep. Tell me that was legal. It wasn't. And that was on Facebook, by the way, that one. It also made it to social media. It made it on a couple of newscasts. Now, the people weren't stupid enough to hide their faces so you could see who they were. So I'm assuming they know who these people were and they know how to go about whatever. We'll see. We'll see. In the meantime, demonstrators from both sides of the aisle, Donald Trump's supporters and Joe Biden's supporters, have gathered in cities and outside election offices amid the election tensions. There's people out there yelling, count the vote, count the vote, count the vote. And there's other people going, stop the vote, stop the vote. Don't know what's going to happen there, but again, it's going to take a court to do it. But we certainly have come far enough to understand that if we have election laws on the books, they're not being enforced. They are not being enforced. So, We either enforce the laws we got on the books or we make new ones. And by God, instead of having to wait for North Carolina up till the 14th to get their votes in, instead of having to wait for Nevada up till November the 10th to get all their votes counted, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. And this is how you get fraud. The longer they got to count, the more creative they can get. Don't believe me? Go look at Georgia. By the way, Pennsylvania's down to 18,000 for Donald Trump. He was up by almost 400,000 the other day. North Carolina was up by 250,000, 300,000. Now he's got a 76,000 lead. They're going to keep weaseling this as long as they can. They may have this down to where Biden takes not only Georgia and Nevada, but North Carolina and Pennsylvania. Watch and see. At least it'll look like it on paper till President Trump sues to get this stopped. Because there is definitely voter fraud going on. You just don't come up with 25 or 30,000 or 5,000 or 10,000 votes all for one person. Oh, we just found these votes. They're all mail-in. It just doesn't happen that way. It doesn't. They've had these. They've been saving these. They know what they've been doing. I'm sure they probably played games with the postmarks on them. And by the way, we did hear somewhere yesterday, might have been Nevada, where things had been, the postmark dates have been switched around a little bit, that sort of thing, stamped to where you couldn't really tell the date. So technically they had to make the vote count, the mail-in ballots. And by the way, that's why Nevada, and hello Nevada, hello Las Vegas, hello Reno. That's why your beloved state and your governor out there changed the rules at the last minute and said, nope, we're going to mail everybody a ballot because of the COVID thing. We don't want them to come to the thing here. We want them to, yeah, just mail in a ballot. Sure. And Steve, you got it right. Steve in Thailand, the chat room, you got it right, my friend. You're hitting the nail right on the head there. Good job. And ask yourself this. Who would have thought that the state of Florida, after all the problems we've had here, would now be the example for every other state in the country to follow because we had our ducks in a row. We had our vote, for the most part, in and done by 7:30 in the Eastern time zone and by 9 o'clock in the Central time zone when the polls closed out there at 8 o'clock Eastern time, 7. Their time, Central time. Think about that. Florida got it right. Florida finally got it right. And now we're the shining example for everybody else to figure out how to do it right. I'll be right back. Patrick Hyland coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. In this segment brought to you by our friends at Fair and Farrow. You know, justice is a right for all, not just a privilege for a few. Call the personal injury attorneys at Fair and Farrow. Their number 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right, joining us right now, the sports quarterback from the Sports Zone, Patrick Hyland. Football, football, football. What's up?
All right, Coach. Captain Matt Bruce, it's always a pleasure to be on the air with you. All right. Last night we had Nevada. We'll go college, then we'll go pros. Nevada won 34-9 over Utah State. Hopefully they can get some other things right there in Nevada, Captain. Colorado State beat Wyoming 34-24. And now tonight we have the University of Miami Hurricanes at North Carolina State, 7:30 on ESPN. If you're looking for a good college football game to watch, that should be a good one. And San Jose State at San Diego State at 9 o'clock. And then number 9, BYU, undefeated at number 21, Boise State at 9:45 for you people who can't sleep, because that game with all the offensive power is going to probably go to about 1 o'clock in the morning. So there you go. Then you can tune into the captain. Right?
Yep.
There you go. After that game, and catch you from 2 to 5 on these great stations. So, tomorrow, I'll go over a few of the big games. I'm upset, Captain. I'm sure you are, too. You know, the armed forces aren't playing football. Air Force and Army postponed. Tulsa and Navy postponed. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, you know, next year we'll get to see some Armed Forces football. Number 23, Michigan, is going up against number 13, Indiana. So that'll be a game to watch at 12 o'clock. South Florida is at Memphis. Tulane is at East Carolina. These are all 12 o'clockers for people to know. And SMU, SMU, is at Temple, number 18, right? USC, starting off an early game there, Captain. 12 p.m. Fox, which is, guess what, 9 o'clock in the morning out there. So they're doing some crazy things to mix it up because they're starting their football season this year out there at the Pac-10.
Okay.
That's pretty much your big games on tap for college football at 12 o'clock. Now, 3:30, this is the big cocktail party up in Jacksonville, Florida, Captain.
Yeah.
Great Florida versus number 5, Georgia.
Yep.
That should be one heck of a game. I sure hope so. So that's the one I'm looking forward to watch and see what happens. And then for a lot of people in the South that are Florida State fans, they'll be taking on Pitt at 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest game on tap, though, is number 1, Clemson, at number 4, Notre Dame, without Trevor Lawrence at quarterback. So Clemson's going to be hurting there without their number 1 quarterback. Gives Notre Dame a little bit more of an opportunity, I think, to beat them. So we shall see. Notre Dame, if they happen to upset them, they will definitely – be in the finals this year unless something funny happens along the way. This is their last major test. They got some minor ones coming up, but they should be fine. And that's going to be it for on the college pop of it. A few things in the Big Ten have canceled. The Wisconsin game's canceled. They need to do a few other things up there in Wisconsin, talking about that, Captain, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. How about Sunday?
Good old Sunday game.
NFL. Sunday
NFL,
night. Our back, Sunday night. Our backyard.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. You're going to have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Tom Brady hosting the New Orleans Saints with Drew Brees. Last night, the Green Bay Packers won 34-17 over the San Francisco 49ers. That was a very high-scoring game, 34-17, 51 points with San Francisco really depleted on offense, Captain. A lot of backups played in that game. And even Green Bay had a few players that weren't up to speed yesterday. So kind of an interesting score, to say the least, in that game. Now, Texans are going to go to the Jaguars at 1 o'clock. The Giants are going to go to a Washington football team. And I've got to be careful, you know, not to say their former name.
The Washington football team.
Yeah, the Washington football team.
Okay. No, I'm just trying to be politically correct here, so.
I know, God forbid, because we've got, being politically correct is so much more important than what's going on in this world, by all means. And anyway, we have the Ravens playing the Colts, and the Lions and Vikings. A lot of 1 o'clockers this week for the people on Sunday. Bears playing the Titans. The Bears, see if they can rebound after that weak performance last week. I won't say weak. It's a little harsh. They hung in there with the Saints, but they had a shot to win that game, and they could have, and they didn't pull through. They got to get some things changed up there. A lot of people are going to be watching this game for the high-scoring affair. The Kansas City Chiefs at home.
Oh, yeah.
The Carolina Panthers. And then, Kathy, here you go. The Buffalo Bills are going to be playing the Seattle Seahawks at home. The leading AFC East Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Haven't said that in probably about 20 years. So,
I don't know. They were up there last year for a while, I think.
Yeah, I mean, not leading. They were always in the hunt, but now they're leading.
All right, that's cool. Well, how about auto racing? Where are they going?
They're out west. That's what's going on out there, Captain. You know, so that's.
By the way, we had a horrible accident in England a day or two ago.
Yeah.
Race driver there, English race car driver, I believe it was Formula One, and he lost both his legs in just a terrible crash.
Yeah, that was bad. Well, Cap, I appreciate you letting me come on and talk a little sports with you. Always fun. Everybody have a safe weekend.
Yep.
Look out for each other. Let's get on with our lives and treat each other with respect. That's what it's all about. Thanks, Captain. We'll talk Monday about what happened over the weekend.
Yep.
God bless. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, Patrick Hyland. And Patrick Hyland, you can catch your show, The Sports Zone, here Sundays on my flagship station from 11 to 12.
Hey, everybody, it's the captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty. Now, you know, so much going on right now. Got to keep our eyes on the prize. We've got to keep our eyes on the prize because the prize is going to be the courts. And it's too bad we got to the point to where the courts are going to have to decide this presidential election, but that's where we're at. It's obvious with the vote dumps that have been going on that something really is rotten. Started with Wisconsin, then it went over to Michigan. Now it's down in Georgia, Pennsylvania. Had a question from a listener, you know, why aren't they suing? Why aren't they this? They are. They are. Except for up in Wisconsin and Michigan, the federal judge up there threw their suit out, said, nope, you don't have any grounds to sue. So now they got to go to an appeals court, go through that process, or expedite it up to the Supreme Court, whatever the deal is. But remember, we know this much about what's transpired so far. President Trump's job performance was the most important issue for the Biden voters, closely followed by the coronavirus for Trump voters. The economy came first, and then how the president did his job. Remember, it's all about the money. Stupid. It's the economy stupid. By the way, don't forget our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down there in Sarasota. Because all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And don't forget, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So you can stop by and you can see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service. Or just stop by the store and see Jill and the gang. Again, the phone number, 941-922-2345. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Well, they'll be counting votes today. Will they get anywhere? Will any other states come in and be certified? I don't think so, even though we're looking at Georgia right now, slowly slipping away for the president. Again, it's all in the attorney's hands. It's all in the attorney's hands and the lawsuits that they're going to be bringing forth. That's where this is going to be settled, in the courts. So we'll see what happens. And it's going to get wild, I guarantee you. All right, I will see you all tonight on the weekend edition of the show. For those of you that don't carry the weekend edition, we'll see you on Monday morning, 2 a.m. But our program is all about we the people, and we the people are the ones that run the show. Don't forget that. Let's exercise our power. Let's go for some election reform, huh? All right, I'll be back tonight. God bless America. See ya. Stay safe.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.